love me. Amen. How many love the Lord today?
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Amen. We ought to, because it's his love while we're here today.
Amen.
Amen. Nothing that we've done, it's all the love of God.
Amen.
And you know what's so powerful about God's love? He loved us when we didn't even love him.
Amen.
Now that's some powerful love.
Amen.
Amen. Where it conquered every other thing in our lives, his love brought us where we are today.
Amen.
So it's the love that, you know, saved the world. Amen. But we account it a privilege to be here with you today. Certainly appreciate your pastor in his absence. You know, y'all to make him feel a little bad when he get back. Because where he's at is nice and sunny. Amen. But we love the Lord and we thank God for his mercy and his grace. Let's just bow our heads and we get into the a word of prayer. But we know he's out there because of a purpose. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Because I believe his heart is here with you all. Amen. Let's just pray. If you have an unspoken request, you can acknowledge to the Lord by an uplifted hand. Lord God, Father, you see the hands that are lifted to you, Lord, because we know, Lord God, if we bring anything to you, Lord, according to thy will, Father, that we will have what we ask for. Lord, if we could believe it, Lord, if we could see it, Lord. And Father, therefore, it'll be returned unto us, Lord. And we thank you today, Lord, for giving us another chance to worship you, Lord, to call on thy name from on high, Lord. But most of all, Father, to be in your presence. Lord, to know wherever two or three gather, Lord, your promise or your word said you will also be in the midst, Lord. Lord, and if you're here, we can ask whatever we will. Lord, we can ask the mountain to be moved and it'll move if we don't doubt, Lord. And Lord, we pray, Father, that you have total preeminence, Lord. Lord, that there'll be nothing in us that would hinder the move of God. And Lord, we bind every spirit that's not like you, Lord, and every hindrance that'll try to hinder this morning, Lord. And we ask, Father, you forgive us for our sins, the trespasses and iniquities in our lives, Lord, and even the things that no one else sees but you, Father. And Lord, from the depths of our innermost being, Lord, make us more like you, Lord. And Lord, we thank you for keeping us, Lord, for we know it's not us keeping ourselves, but it's you keeping us.
Amen.
And Lord God, we just ask, Father, that each and every one of us would practice the greatest gift given unto man and us, moving out of the way. Lord, let the hearer receive the word of God as it comes forth, Lord, from you and fresh from your throne. And Lord, we give you all the honor, the glory, and the praise in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. Take us beyond the veil today. In your name we pray. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. If you have your Bibles, let's turn to Matthew, the 13th chapter.
Hallelujah.
No, we'll come back to Matthew. Hold that spot. But let's go to Psalms 119. Psalms 119. And this particular psalm, you know, when you order a pizza, there's something called a meat lovers. I mean, there's a lot of meat in it. Amen. And I feel like that with this particular book of Psalms right here, 119, it's a lot of substance in this particular book. Amen. So you get a chance, go back home and read it again. I guarantee you'll be edified. Amen. Psalms 119. And let's just start reading that. I think I want verse. Let's start at verse 66. Let's back up to 65. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Bible says, Psalms 119 and 65. If you have it, say amen.
Amen.
Thou hast dealt well with thy servant, O Lord, according unto thy word. Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I have believed thy commandments. Before I was afflicted, I went away astray, but now have I kept thy word. Thou art good and doest good. Teach me thy statutes. The proud have forward lie against me, but I will keep thy precepts with my whole heart. Their heart is as fat as grease, But I delight in thy law. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. The law of thy mouth is better unto me than righteousness of gold and silver. Oh my, praise the Lord. While we're in here, let's flip on over to 169. Psalms 169. I'm sorry, the same chapter, verse 169. Psalms 119, 169. The Bible says, let my cry come near before thee, O Lord. Give me understanding according to thy word. Let my supplication come before thee. Deliver me according to thy word. My lips shall utter praise when thou hast taught me thy statutes. My tongue shall speak of thy word, and all thy commandments are righteous. Let thine hand help me, for I have chosen thy precepts. I have longed for thy salvation, O Lord, and thy law is my delight. Let my soul live, and it shall praise thee, and let thy judgments help me. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek thy servant, for I do not forget thy commandment. Amen. You can have your seats. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now let's go to Matthew 13. Matthew the 13th chapter. Matthew 13. Verse 3, and he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went to sow, and when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Now let's flip over to same chapter. Let's go to verse 19. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in the heart. This is he which receives seed by the wayside. Amen. Amen. You know, today I want to use for a subject. It may sound strange, but I just pray you be able to follow me. Today I want to talk about a supernatural intelligence. Amen. Amen. Supernatural intelligence. And as you can see from the scriptures I've read, you know, the Bible says right here in Matthew that when anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which receives seed by the wayside. So what we need today, church, is to have a understanding of what we believe. It's not good enough just alone to say that I know God sent the prophet, but understanding why God sent the prophet. Amen. You know, understanding what day and hour we're living in. Amen. Amen. Understanding why you call yourself a Christian or you call yourself bride. You have to know what you're talking about. Amen. Amen. You know, we're not in a time where you can just live per se without understanding who you are or understanding where you're going or what you're doing. To understand is to know. Amen. And when you know, it can't be taken away from you. Hallelujah. You know, we it's just like riding a bike. Anybody know how to ride a bike?
Amen.
Talk to me, church.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I believe most of us know how to ride a bike. Amen. See, you have coming to a place where you understand. If I sit on the bike a certain way and I hold the handlebars a certain way and I paddle my feet a certain way, that I can ride this bike. There's an understanding given to you. You have a certain intelligence when it comes to riding a bike. But that was something you had to learn. Hallelujah. You can say, well, my mama or my daddy, they taught me how to ride a bike. They gave you the fundamentals. Amen. But you had to go through the mechanics of it. Amen. You had to get an understanding of what it takes to ride that bike. And once you rode that bike, it became an experience. And once it became an experience, nobody could ever take it away from you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah, church. That means if you're in Russia, it's the same understanding. Amen. Hallelujah. Jump on the bike, ride the bike. Whether it's raining, whether it's snowing, whether it's sleeting or hailing, that understanding remains the same. Hallelujah. Nobody can take it away from you. Amen. Whether the bike is big, whether the bike is small, whether it's a Huffy, whether it's a BMX, it's still the same understanding. Amen. Hallelujah. Once you learn it, once it becomes yours, once you understand it, nobody, no situation can ever take it away from you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So when you say that my brother taught me or my sister taught me, no, they didn't really teach you. They gave you, hallelujah, they gave you from their understanding, but you had to go through it.
Yes.
Hallelujah. It's just like baking a cake. Amen. I love using this illustration. Hallelujah. Now, me personally, y'all know, I love chocolate cake. Hallelujah. I'm a chocolate man. Amen. Vanilla, all right, but I'm a chocolate man. You know, hallelujah. Red velvet, all right, but I'm a chocolate man. There's something about chocolate. Hallelujah. And you know, I know some people can't get into chocolate, but tomato, tomato, potato, potato, whatever works for you. But you know, when you think about a recipe, hallelujah, for any of you sisters that can bake a good chocolate cake, once I taste your cake and it's good to me, there's a desire there. Hallelujah. There's a desire there that I'm longing for, and no matter what somebody else may say, well, I don't too much care for Sister So-and-so cake. If I like it, that's my desire. Hallelujah. And if she gives me, hallelujah, the recipe to the cake, hallelujah, it's no longer hers. It's mine. I have an understanding that I can bake this cake whenever I feel like it, whenever I want, wherever I'm at. Why? Because the recipe is mine. And when you get an understanding that when God came and he gave this word, it doesn't just belong to a prophet. It doesn't just belong to your pastor or to a preacher, but he came to give you this understanding.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God came, hallelujah, with a supernatural intelligence.
Amen.
Woo! That a Baptist can't see what you see in the scripture. Hallelujah. That a Pentecostal can't see what you see in the scripture. Why? Because it's God that giveth the understanding.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. How blessed we are. Amen. Some people walk in here and they be like, what are they talking about? A prophet and servancy. No, what are they talking about? They don't understand. You know why? Because the understanding of the scriptures has to come from God.
Amen.
It doesn't come from a certain seminary. It doesn't come from a certain school. Hallelujah. It doesn't even come from a certain Bible. Whoa.
Amen.
They're all kind of Bibles. They're all kind of so-called great men of God. But it's only God that can interpret the word.
Amen.
And it's only God that can give you the understanding of who he is.
Amen.
So when you understand the scriptures, you can understand God. Oh, boy, this is good to me. Amen.
Amen.
Think about it, church.
Amen.
What was it all about? Hallelujah. God coming. You think about it, church. It took generations and it took years upon years for the word to be unfolded like it is now.
Amen.
Me and Brother Jamie was coming to church this morning and he showed me the billboard. You know what? Some people reading that and they don't understand it. Oh, hallelujah. But we look at it and we say, I know. I know what happened in the Garden of Eden. I know that it wasn't an apple. As a matter of fact, the Bible doesn't even say apple.
Amen.
It says fruit.
Amen.
So where did that come from?
Amen.
People that don't understand God. But God has given us the understanding that when he speaks of fruits, he speaks of actions.
Amen.
He speaks of something coming out of your life. Because the Bible says, you shall know them by their fruit. Is it talking about certain apples on your tree?
No.
Or is it talking about grapes or bananas or pineapples? What kind of fruit are you talking about? Is it in the book, church? If we go to Galatians and we read the fruits of the Spirit, it don't say nothing about what you eating. It's talking about a life. See, a supernatural intelligence. God has given us an understanding that the ordinary, hallelujah, Christian person don't have. Amen. It's coming strictly from God. And what blows me away, church, when you can understand this, you know who God is. That's what it's all about. Every time he sent the prophet in the Bible to come to the people, that prophet was a spokesman, hallelujah, to let the people understand God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He wasn't just coming blowing his horn and saying, it's going to rain, it's going to do. No, he was a person in God's stead, and God is saying, I want my people to understand me.
Amen.
I want my people to know who I am.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
And you shall know them by their fruit.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because you're going to bring forth a certain kind of life when you understand the scripture.
Amen.
And that's what's happening. We see people backing away from the word, backing away from church because they never got an understanding. Amen. Look at Peter before he got an understanding. He said, Lord, I go with you wherever you want me to go. God said, no, you ain't. You're going to deny me three times before the crow crop. He says, nah, no, I ain't. I'm going to stay with you. But then God put some pressure on him. Hallelujah. God put some pressure on him and caused him to fulfill what God said. See, one thing I love about God understands you more than you understand yourself.
Amen. Yeah.
God knows that some of us have little secret dark areas in our life.
Amen.
Amen. Now, I'm not saying that you're not good people. I'm not saying that you're not trying to serve the Lord with all your heart. But there's something in pretty much in all of us that hasn't been perfected yet.
Amen.
So what God will do, he'll allow us to go through certain things. Hallelujah. What does he do? He shines light on those dark areas.
Amen.
And he begins to uncover. Hallelujah. Your secrets and he uncovers, amen, your struggles and your through your trials and through your tribulations, because God is trying to, hallelujah, give you a greater understanding of yourself.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We think our trials are there to, oh, the devil can't do nothing but what God allows him.
Amen.
Your child leave home and you've been serving God faithfully. You've been praying for that child. That child leaves home and goes into the world. You're like, oh, Lord, I just ain't a good parent. No, stand up. You say, Lord, you know the integrity of my heart. You know I've tried to live a certain way in front of this child. And then you say, God, I commit them to you. Hallelujah. That's the hard part. Because our feelings are connected. Our love is connected. And we don't want to see that child destroyed. But understand God. That might be the best thing for them to get them saved.
Amen.
Amen. The best thing, let's understand God. The best thing for David was David to take Bathsheba.
Amen.
You say, come on, brother. He took another man's wife. Premeditated murder. Put the man on the front line. Had him killed. Told lies. Did all of this. Even had a baby out of fornication through all these things. What good came out of that? Psalms 51.
Amen. That's right, brother.
Amen. Hallelujah. Without that, David would have never been able to see himself. But God knew all that little darkness was inside him. God knew, hallelujah, David had a lust spirit inside of him. God knew that David had some lying inside of him. God knew that David could create premeditated murder. God knew all that. But God also knew that he was a man after his very own heart. So in the midst of all that darkness, that did not change what was in his heart. Woo! And sometimes we make mistakes, but let's understand God is in control.
Hallelujah.
He will allow certain things to show you that he's stronger than darkness.
Amen.
You ever messed up? Don't raise your hand. Don't raise your hand. Don't raise your hand. Somebody might look at you funny today. I thought there was a Christian. I am a Christian.
Amen.
That's what makes me a Christian. God is on my side.
Hallelujah. Praise
you. Hallelujah. Church, let's realize something. We not holding on to God. He holding on to us.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Supernatural intelligence. Amen. I looked up that word intelligence. And you know, it deals with understanding. The Christian Science definition is a fundamental attribute of God. Or infinite mind. Intelligence. Spiritually, an infinite mind. That means he's all knowing.
Amen.
Let's think about this for a second.
Hallelujah.
Is your God Jesus Christ?
Yes.
And that's the one and only God.
Yes.
There ain't two Jesuses.
That's right. That's right.
Unless you're talking about him and his bride. Hallelujah. And that makes them one, not two.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know, the God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, all that is wrapped up in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
The only Trinity, hallelujah, is the titles of who he is.
Amen.
But that Trinity makes him one. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you know, church, when you think about who you serve as God and God alone, we serve a God. I want to give you two principles. And I want you, you know, and what I'm going to start doing every morning when I wake up, I'm going to start rehearsing this. Y'all know me, I dramatize all the time. But sometimes you got to put yourself in the right atmosphere. And what I'm about to say, I want you to understand that the devil knows this better than you. And I know, boy, I got your attention now. Because you're thinking about the devil knows this better than me? Okay, all right, let's listen. What I'm going to start doing every morning by God's grace, because these two principles, they're just so true. First principle about God, he cannot tell a lie.
Hallelujah.
That don't excite nobody.
Amen.
That means if you read it in the word, it has to happen.
Amen.
And not only that, if you can find your place and that word is concerning you, it has to take place in your life.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. If he says, I'm the head and not the tail, I shouldn't be looking behind me. I should be looking ahead.
Amen.
If he says, I'm strong and not weak, I shouldn't be defeated. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If he says, let the weak say I'm strong, I should be saying I'm strong.
Amen.
Because God's word cannot lie.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He said in his word that he's going to have a church without spot, blemish, or wrinkle.
Amen.
Am I in the book?
Amen.
Am I in the book, church?
Amen.
He said, a church. Where's the church? We're the church. So my life is going to be, your life is going to be without spot, blemish, or wrinkle.
Amen.
Why? Because God said he's going to present that kind of church to himself.
Amen.
And I don't care what you think about me. God said, I'm going to be without spot, blemish, or wrinkle.
Amen.
You say, well, I know he told a lie. Spot, blemish, or wrinkle.
Amen.
You say, I know he messed up. Spot, blemish, or wrinkle.
Amen.
Before I'm presented to the Lord, I'm going to be blameless. Y'all hold, y'all. I can't hold my. Oh, hey.
Amen.
So that means no matter what I'm going through, I already got the victory.
Amen.
Because God cannot lie. He says the battle is not yours,
Amen.
But it's the Lord's.
Amen.
He can't lie.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
So, Monday morning, what you ought to do is get up and say, thank you, Lord. For you cannot tell a lie.
Amen.
You need scripture? Exodus. It says Numbers. I think it's Numbers 23 and 11. That God cannot tell a lie. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he don't even have to repent. Oh, you know why you don't have to repent? Because whatever he speaks is truth. He don't have to retract and say, oh, I didn't mean that. No. Once it comes out of his mouth, it's done.
Hallelujah.
God don't make boo-boos. Come on, church, talk to me. If he did, he wouldn't be God. Because that means there's a certain piece of error in him. But if he's all-knowing, hallelujah, he's all-powerful, he's omniscient, amen, omnipotent, omnipresent. If he's all that, that means he's infinite.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Okay, that's principle number one. God cannot tell a lie.
Amen.
Can I get him?
Amen.
Amen.
Now, we're supposed to be serving the same God.
Amen. That's right.
Now, I don't know about you, but my God cannot tell a lie.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So in my darkest hour, what I can do, I can go back and find that scripture and say, God, you said. Because he can't tell a lie, church. That's what we need to do. We need to go and remind God of what he spoke.
Amen.
Now, remember, I started this by saying the devil knows this better than you. He know God can't lie.
Amen.
But he's trying to convince you to believe a lie. What is a lie? The truth perverted.
Amen.
Okay. Number two. We're talking about a supernatural intelligence. Whew. God cannot tell a lie. And you know what you need to do? You need to get up the next morning and say, God, you cannot lie. So that means, God, you can't fail. If God can't tell a lie, God cannot fail.
Amen.
So that doesn't mean how, that means however big the wall is, God can tear it down.
Amen.
Hallelujah. No matter how great the situation is, God is greater.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know, I was going to preach a message called Greater Than Greatness. Hallelujah. Greater than greatness. God is greater than the great things that we call great on this earth.
Amen.
Greater than Ali. Yes. Greater than Jordan. Greater than Trump. Greater than Obama. Hallelujah. He's greater than greatness.
Amen.
He's greater than every man that ever went down in history.
Amen. Hallelujah.
He's greater than anything that was ever invented. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's even greater than the ground we walk on because he can go through it and come back up again.
Hallelujah.
Without any help.
Amen. God, amen.
What's your God name? My God name is Jesus.
Amen.
And he's so great, hallelujah, that the Bible says in that day, hallelujah, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that he is Lord.
Amen.
Because he's greater than greatness itself.
Amen.
You name some people that you idolize. You name some people that you think about that you think are so great, and I'll tell you, Jesus is greater.
Amen. That's right, brother. Amen.
He's greater than the person that created this microphone.
Amen.
Because the Bible says that Jesus went on a boat and the multitude heard him.
Amen. Amen.
He could magnify his words without an instrument.
Amen.
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 I don't know about y'all, but that's what I call some greatness.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Where you can hear him. Hallelujah. And he doesn't even have to be close.
Amen.
Oh, my.
Praise the living Lord.
Come on, somebody. That's the God I'm talking about. Church, we don't serve some history book God.
Amen.
We serve a God that's never been defeated. And if I can be as bold to say, never been challenged.
Amen.
God Almighty. You say, brother, he's never been challenged. Listen to me. He knows what the challenger is going to do before they do it. So how could it ever be a challenge?
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
It ain't even a challenge. God just going through the motions. Oh, you think you can beat me? Okay, go ahead. Go ahead and try. God probably didn't even pay him no attention. Devil doing stuff, he didn't even pay him attention. He didn't finish it. That's all you got? Okay, be gone. That's how great he is. Amen. He's greater than greatness.
Amen.
You know what the world considers one of the greatest men. Oh boy, this one right here coming fresh. Woo! One of the greatest men to ever walk the earth, Billy Graham. Hallelujah. Amen. But God, Jesus was so great that the man they considered to be one of the greatest was talking about Jesus.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, he's greater than greatness. Those 1,300 people or 2,000 people that were out there to celebrate Graham, they were really celebrating Christ in Graham.
Amen.
So he's greater than greatness.
Oh-wee.
That's the God I serve.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He says, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Church, that's what we need to do more of.
Yes.
We need to stop living in our misery and say, I serve a great God.
Amen.
Who cannot fail, who cannot lie. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Those are two principles I want to live by this year. Hallelujah. That my God cannot fail. My God cannot lie. And church, if I could catch the understanding of that, that'll bring me to this conclusion that God, no matter where you are and what you're doing, if he can't lie and he cannot fail, that means when it comes to your life, he's not worried.
Amen. That's right, brother. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Because he knows he's going to win, what need is there to worry?
Amen.
And what I'm trying to say to you, church, is when you get that understanding, think about fighting a battle that you know you already won.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
It's like being on 95 and there's a traffic jam. And before you get the house, you get an alert with an alternative route where there's no traffic. You already won. Although everybody else stepped in traffic, you got to jump on it. Hallelujah. Before you left the house, you got a route. Hallelujah. You got an understanding that I go this way. Amen. I'll miss all that traffic.
Amen.
And that's what happens to us when we got God on our side.
Amen.
Amen. We have an understanding that we have a God that allows us to miss the devil's traffic.
Amen.
Hallelujah. To miss all the things he's trying to get us to be stuck with. Hallelujah. We miss depression. We miss misery. We miss loneliness. Hallelujah. Why? Because we have a God on our side who has all the answers. And when you understand that your God cannot fail, your God cannot lie, you should not worry anymore.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
I feel like preaching.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Y'all know how this works. Amen. You pull, I preach.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You quit, I stop. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You resist, I sniff. Hallelujah. Because then there's something in the way of your rejoicing.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. It's time for us to wake up. Hallelujah.
Amen. That's right, brother.
Smell the coffee.
Oh.
Jesus Christ is better than Starbucks. Hallelujah.
Praise the living Lord. Hallelujah.
The Bible says when you don't have an understanding that the enemy comes and snatches it away. That's why in this time we need to be seeking God.
Right.
Not just for revelation, but for the understanding of that revelation. Hallelujah. And when you understand something, amen, that means it's yours. See, I'm going to put my own self in it. I have an understanding, a supernatural intelligence, that God is a healer.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Right,
because of my own experience, amen.
Amen.
My own experience with cancer in my brain. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. And God showed me, hallelujah, that he could not fail and he could not lie. You say, how, Brother Diggs? I tried Isaiah 53. Hallelujah. And God gave me an understanding that by his stripes, I'm already healed. And that'll work anytime, any place, anywhere against any sickness.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
It'll work against the flu. It'll work against diabetes. It'll work against cancer. It'll work against anything that the devil can push out.
Amen.
Because God cannot lie.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And no matter what you go through, you can carry it to church. You can come to church all messed up, looking all crazy. I'm sick. wouldn't bother me one bit. Because I know what God has done for me.
Amen.
And I can look you in your face and say, I don't care about your symptoms. Those symptoms are lies.
Amen.
My God is a healer.
Amen.
Why? Because he cannot lie.
Amen.
And I'll tell you, that sickness you carry in, hallelujah, God can deliver you. You know why? Because he cannot fail.
Amen.
Woo!
Hallelujah.
He cannot fail.
Amen.
God ain't worried. Hallelujah. There's a supernatural intelligence that lies within the church. The Bible says in the book of Job 32 and 8, he says, there's a spirit given unto man that from the Almighty that giveth them understanding.
Amen.
So our understanding is coming from God.
Right, brother.
You say, oh, my pastor's such a good teacher. No, it's not him teaching, it's God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You say, oh, that brother's a good teacher. No, it's not that brother. It's God.
Amen.
It's God having communion and fellowship with his creation. Let's understand that, church.
Amen.
All of this, the churches, the coming to church, the services, the worship and the praise, all of this is about him.
Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. It's about him.
Amen.
That's why when he was walking out of Emmaus Road, and he was talking to them, and he was like, why y'all so sad? And they were like, man, where you been at? You ain't heard what happened? The Jesus, the one that we thought to be the Christ, you know, he died and so forth and everything, and Jesus let them get their whole spiel out. He let them talk about how miserable the times was now, and Jesus gone, the Lord, we thought he was the Lord, and he was crucified and all these things, and Jesus looked at him, he said, you fools! He said, what's wrong with y'all? Didn't y'all believe all the things the prophet said? The prophets have said. And after he let them go down their road of misery, he began to talk to them.
Amen.
He began to break the scriptures down. You know what he was doing? He was opening their understanding.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead. He was opening their understanding. That's what happens when you come to church and listen to the word. It's God opening up your understanding.
Thank you, Lord.
We're not just sitting in here listening to messages. No, God is teaching us how to live.
Yes.
And when he teaches us how to live, he's teaching us how to get back to him.
Amen.
Because only those that can surrender and let him live through them are only those that will be raptured. Whew. Y'all know what? I think I'm going to have to get this CD. Boy, this is fresh. But you know, it's coming from you guys.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen. You understand, hallelujah, what I'm talking about. Amen. But you know, when we think about supernatural intelligence, he says, the Bible says, for anyone that don't understand, we're in a day now where it's time for us to stop putting things on the shelf. You know, we were in a time in the season where, you know, the seals and all these things were broken and we didn't understand, so we put it on the shelf. And we said, well, Lord, I know you're going to give me understanding. Now it's time to seek God's face.
Amen.
All that stuff you done put on the shelf then got dusty.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to take it off. Blow it off. And say, Lord, I never understood this for years. Now I'm going to seek your face until you explain it to me.
Amen.
Till you open it up to me. Amen.
Amen.
The Bible, where the Bible? Let me read this right quick. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh my. The verse I read in Psalms 119. 119 and 169. It says, let my cry come near before thee, O God. Give me understanding. What was he crying about? Lord, I want to know your way.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, I want to understand you. Does anybody have that desire?
Amen.
Church, I'm there right now. Amen. I'm there right now. I'm living what I'm preaching. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Because you can go through things and you have a question. Why? You were like, Lord, what's going on? You know what came to me? Hallelujah. I was listening to the prophet of God and he said, the Lord is not the author of confusion.
Amen.
So if there's confusion in your life, it has to be for a purpose. Hallelujah. There has to be something God is doing because he's not the author of confusion. He don't just let things stay all messed up. But he's doing something. Hallelujah. So what we have to do is seek God for the purpose.
Amen.
Amen. That's what I'm doing, church. I'm at a place now where I don't just take whatever's dished out.
Amen.
I'm like, God, I need answers.
Amen.
And if I got to have a conference with you, I'm going to have a conference. If I got to get in desperation, I'm going to get in desperation. If I got to find a hidden life with Christ, I'm going to find that life. Because, Lord, I need to hear from you.
Amen.
169. 119 or 169. He says, let my cry come near before thee, O Lord. Give me understanding according to thy word.
Amen.
See, I don't just want some old random understanding. No, I want to know according to the word.
Amen.
Because who's the word? God is the word.
Amen.
Amen. The word was with God. Hallelujah. The word was with God and the word became flesh.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So if you can understand as he is, woo, you can walk with him with an assurance. This is in the word. I understand it. So your life becomes the life of God. Woo, man. Boy, that's rich. According to thy word, and let my supplication come before thee. Deliver me according to thy word. That word supplication means cry. Earnest desperation. Hallelujah. When was the last time you supplicated?
Amen.
Hallelujah. You get down before God and say, Lord, I just ain't satisfied with going to church.
Amen.
You get like that sometimes? I get like that sometimes.
Amen. Amen.
I need more than just going to church.
Amen.
I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday, and we were talking about being in God's presence and different things, and the scripture that jumps out of me. David said, Lord, I want to see that power like I've seen in the sanctuary.
Amen.
And you know, we come to church, even like right now, we feel the glory of God in this place. Church, you know what? I want this glory to go with me when I leave this building.
Amen.
I want this glory to be in my car. I want this glory to be on a plane with me. I want this glory to be in my prayer closet, in my house, when I'm in a grocery store. I want this power to always be with me.
Amen. Amen,
that's why it's important to get the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because trials and tribulations, if you're not careful, it'll get you in a place where you get depressed.
Mm-hmm.
And then you start slipping and you start backing up because of certain things happen. Let's understand, anything that happens, hallelujah, God has to allow it. So stop saying the devil is the devil. The devil ain't doing nothing.
Right. Amen.
Let's take his power away.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
I want everybody to ball their fists up. Come on, put it out there.
Amen.
And snatch it back from the devil.
Amen.
Snatch your goods back.
Amen.
You know when somebody holding something of yours and they ain't got no right holding it? Hallelujah. You don't just say thank you. Give me back my stuff.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Give me back my children.
Amen.
Give me back my family.
Amen.
Give me back my health. Give me back my joy. Give me back my finances.
Yeah.
He ain't got no right. I want you to understand that. Whatever God gave to you is yours.
Amen.
And God's not an Indian giver.
Amen.
But he give you things and tell you, oh, nan and boo boo, you don't deserve this. No, God don't work like that. If he gave it to you, it's yours.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And if you're not, if you're not having the effects of the power where he gave you, there's nothing wrong with God. It's you. I almost preached this morning, grace still waits. I almost preached that. Because when we get off track, grace is still there waiting for us to get back.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Samson say, oh Lord, anoint me. Samson go down there and tear up the Philistine. Put the gates on his shoulders, go up there, destroy everybody, then come back and go out with the boys. Hallelujah. Then he get anointed again. Grace was still waiting there. Hallelujah. Amen. He get anointed again. Pick up an old, dead, dry jawbone of an ass. Go out there and hammer. Hallelujah. 1,000 Philistines busting, cracking heads.
Amen.
With a dry jawbone.
Mm-hmm.
And then after he finished that, he said, where my girl at? Grace was still there waiting on him.
Amen. That's right.
While he playing around with what God gave him. Hallelujah. Abraham went down to the wrong place. Hallelujah. He being a deliverer. He going to get Lot and fighting kings and doing all these things. And man came and took his wife. Grace was still there. Grace came to the man, came to Abimelech and said, get that man back his wife. He said, oh God, Lord, you know my integrity. God said, yeah, I know your integrity. And if you don't do it, I'm going to kill you. And better yet, you better let him pray for you.
Amen.
Grace will put you in a position that you don't even know you hold.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the living.
Abraham looking at himself, I'm going to die. They're going to want to kill me. And God came and said, hey, let that man pray for you. Grace still waits, church.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Oh, my. But let's get understanding before I close. Hallelujah. Y'all know me, I'm about to close. The Bible says, wisdom, hallelujah, is the principal thing. Proverbs 4:7. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get understanding.
Amen.
Amen. Brother John, he's a wise man. Your pastor, he's a wise man.
He is, amen.
I can talk to him sometimes, and just some of the things he expressed, it does me good.
Amen.
And that's one thing I love about the calling of a true pastor.
That's right, amen.
He never speaks out of his own intellect, but he speaks out of the wisdom of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
That's excellent.
Amen. That's what I love about my pastor. People can pull you out of many different places and have other pastors ask me, say, are you happy at your church? I say, yeah, I'm happy. What they're trying to do is get me to come to their church.
Yeah, that's right.
I say, yeah, I'm good. I'm happy. I say, I love my pastor. I say, I can come to church and I can sit down and he don't know what I'm going through and he just come in and start speaking on it. You know what that means? That means we're connected. Hallelujah. That means he's my shepherd. Hallelujah. Because the Bible says my sheep hear my voice. Hallelujah. So church, that Christ in him, hallelujah, is connecting with the Christ in me. Hallelujah. That's how you know you're in the right place.
Amen. Amen.
It's not his style and it's not how he kicks his leg or his voice. None. No. If that supernatural element of God in you is connecting with that supernatural element of God in him.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Because the Bible says when two omnipotents meet, the miraculous has to take place.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So I ain't worried about the color of his hair. I ain't worried about what kind of car he drives. I'm worried if we connected in the spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And you have people come and go and say, oh, well, Brother John, he just ain't dynamic. And you be like, every service to me, he's dynamic.
Amen. That's right.
I don't know what you see, but I'm being fed.
Amen. Amen.
What is it? It's a supernatural intelligence. Supernatural intelligence. Hallelujah. The infinite God explaining himself. And you know, when I was thinking about a supernatural intelligence, I was thinking about this. I'm about to close. You know, you know it's real windy out there. When it's real windy, you don't just float around. Because the wind will affect you. You know what I mean? You got to make a landing. I'm gonna make a landing, church. Hallelujah. I ain't gonna throw you over here and throw you over there. I'm going somewhere. Hallelujah. But you can't come down too fast, because you come down too fast, somebody gonna get shook up. Hallelujah. And you know, church, when I begin to think about a supernatural intelligence. Anybody ever been in the military? Anybody? Well, your brother, he know what I'm talking about. But let's understand something about the military. When you're in the military, for there's different levels of who you are as a person. Amen. That gives you a certain kind of clearance. Amen. A regular private can't go where a general go. You know why? Because he hasn't achieved that intelligence yet. Hallelujah. So there are certain places that general can go that private, he has to get to that level. Hallelujah. But you know, amen, me as a civilian, I can't go places where that prophet can go. Why? Because he has an identity. He has a clearance.
Amen.
According to the U.S. government. Amen.
Amen.
He can go on a military base and buy grocery. I can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know why? Because I don't have the clearance.
Right.
See, they have an intelligence that when he pull that card out, it tells who he is. Oh, church,
praise the Lord.
We have in the spirit a supernatural clearance.
Amen.
That when the word of God is being preached, it's dropping down on those who can fulfill, hallelujah, what it's talking about. Amen. You're in that place. You're behind that veil that the ordinary person can't go. Why? Because you've been given clearance. Amen. Hallelujah. See, I can't just walk in there off the street and say, give me the papers to the tank. Give me the papers. Hallelujah. Show me how you built the submarine. I don't have that kind of clearance, church. But God has given us a clearance where he's given us the understanding of the seventh seal. He's given us the understanding of the church ages. He's given us the understanding, church, of what it means to be just like him, Christ in you. We have a supernatural clearance.
Hallelujah.
That the ordinary churchgoer doesn't have. They can hear the same thing you hear, but yet with no understanding.
Amen. Praise the Lord, brother. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
It's like being in a seminar. If I go to a U.S. Army base and they start talking about the next plans in Iraq and all these things, I'll be like, this man talking about? See, I ain't on that level. But the people that are in the military, they know exactly what he's talking about. You know why? Because they've had training.
Amen.
God has given us training.
Amen.
Church, that's why I don't get upset with whoever is elected president.
Amen.
This is one of the best times it is to have a president like we got.
Amen.
I don't know about y'all, it gives me joy.
Amen.
I'm talking about laughter joy. I ain't talking about I'm so happy he's president. No, he make me laugh. I laugh all the time. Laugh all the time. I ain't offended one bit. Laugh all the time. Because it shows me what God said is true.
Amen.
That all it takes is one drunken soldier to push a button. Then you hear Putin the other day that he has piercing missiles. Missiles that can defeat a nuclear weapon. I heard that. And then we have a prophet who comes and says, don't worry about all this stuff. Watch Russia.
Amen. That's right. He warned
us
all
that.
Amen.
We're here. We're here, church. The last angel to the world is gone. There's not going to be any more revivals. Hallelujah. Now what's going to happen, church? They're going to come after your oil. Because their messenger has laid the foundation. Hallelujah. Now they're coming after your oil. And he said, the day you see them coming after your oil, look up. Because your redemption draweth nigh.
Amen.
That's where we are, church. Hallelujah. He's given us the understanding. Watch Israel. Do you? Y'all probably even know. But there are already churches in Israel that believe what you believe.
Amen.
Oh,
amen.
How?
Amen. That's right. Amen. Amen.
It ain't no secret no more.
No, sir. Amen.
God is revealing himself.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He's giving that understanding. Amen.
Amen.
But church, we were created to have fellowship with him.
Hallelujah.
And that's how I feel. I don't know about you, but
amen.
I'm going past just being a church member by God's grace. Amen. I find myself praying more. I find more of a desire there to know him. Hallelujah. To know him, church. Wouldn't you want to know him?
Amen.
When things happen, and you know, remember how the king of Syria, when he was talking to Hezekiah, he told Hezekiah, don't trust your God.
Mm-hmm.
He said, all the other kings before you, they trusted their gods. Now look at them. Wrote them a letter. Say, don't trust your God. I defeated this one. They trusted their God. I defeated that one. He trusted their God. I defeated him. You trust their God. And he said, you're going to be the same if you trust your God.
Mm-hmm.
Hezekiah said, oh, yeah. Hezekiah took the letter, hallelujah, went down in the prayer, spread the letter out, and he said, Lord, look at what the king of Syria is saying about you.
I love it, amen.
You don't have to fight it. Take it to the Lord, hallelujah. Say, God, this is what they're saying about you. I trust you, Father, but look at what they're saying about you. And God says, okay, you shall not surely die.
Amen.
And he sent one angel. That came and destroyed thousands. Oh, my church. Church, we got a mighty God. We got a mighty God. Amen. We got a God that can control nature. And if he don't want to use the angels, he used killer bees in one area. Hallelujah. Go! when one man had 30 or 40,000, God said, no, all you need is 400.
Amen.
We serve a mighty God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, in one place, there was a king who said, oh, if I could get water out of the well of Bethlehem. And three men heard that.
Amen.
They said, okay, we're going to get it. Hallelujah. Church. And those men fought through demons of 15 miles.
Amen.
This wasn't no little fight.
Right.
Hallelujah. The prophet of God said they fought going to Bethlehem from where they was. It was a journey of 15 miles. They said fought through a garrison of Philistines. That means an army.
Amen.
For some water.
King. Amen.
Oh, now what will you fight to give your king what he want?
Amen.
And he wants your life.
Amen.
Fight off the entertainment. Hallelujah.
That's right. Amen. It's good, brother.
Preaching. Amen.
Praise
I know Black Panther making all us excited. Fight it off. Hallelujah. At the end of the day, it's just going to be another Marvel movie.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. You just said, yeah, that was good. This and that, blah, blah, blah. It ain't going to do nothing for you.
Right.
It ain't going to make you closer to the motherland. No, you're still going to be here in Philly. I'm going to still be in South Carolina. Hallelujah. Although you might say identify with Okombo or whatever you call it now, I can't think of it. But you know, you might want to identify with that because we're people of color and all these things and other. That ain't going to mean nothing at the end of the day.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And you know, people hate when you talk like this, plain.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're not serving a God of culture.
That's right.
We're serving a God of his word.
Amen.
So it doesn't matter where you come from. God is coming back for his word.
Amen.
Amen. He's not coming back for a certain attire. Hallelujah. He's coming back for his word.
Amen.
And we are to be dressed by the washing of the waters of the word.
Woo!
We are to be dressed by the fivefold ministry. Hallelujah. Pastors, prophets, evangelists, and teachers. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's our dress.
Praise the living Lord. Amen.
And if you didn't win already, that between you and God, I ain't telling you what to do. Hallelujah. But as for me, I'm looking for something greater than a movie screen.
Amen.
I'm looking for the vision.
Ooh.
Ooh, I'm looking for the vision to be fulfilled in my life.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, he says, are these? Branham said, no, these are your converts.
Amen.
And all of them, he said, I preach what Paul preached. And we said, we're resting on that.
Amen.
I'm looking for, hallelujah, the reality of what was seen there in that vision to be taking place in my life.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Help me, Father. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But church, there's a certain intelligence for a certain people, a supernatural intelligence. Think about it. Don't you feel good sometimes?
Amen.
Amen. You can be around your other. You know, I got good friends that are in denomination. Good friends. And they don't understand what I understand. I don't hammer them. I don't tell them, oh, repent, you're going to hell. No. No, because God can give them the same understanding just like that.
Amen.
All he has to do is open their eyes. So what I try to be is salt. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I try to make them thirsty. Hallelujah. I try. When I come around them, hallelujah, I want to fellowship with them. You know, sometimes people can't understand. Hallelujah. They can listen to you and talk to you and they know. Hallelujah. You know more than what they know. And then they start trying to figure out, why is he hanging around us? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Why is he around us? You say, buddy, what you talking about? Well, let me ask you something. For all the people on your job that think you crazy and they talk about you in the break room with all these other people, when they go through problems, who they come to?
Amen.
Mm? Amen. Eh? Amen. Talk to me, church.
Amen.
Who they come to? Oh, somebody gets sick. Then who they come to?
Amen.
Brother Jamie, can you have your church pray for my daughter?
That's true.
Mm?
Amen,
they see something about you. See, they have an understanding that you are different.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's why we ought not try to fit in. I ain't fitting into this world. I don't belong here. Amen. Heaven is my home. Hallelujah. And that's my destiny. Hallelujah. Heaven is my... I don't know about y'all, but I'm sick of this pest house.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, my church. If my lot was done right after I leave here and I jump on the plane and the whole plane disappear, I praise God. I ain't gonna turn around and say, oh Lord, Lord Jesus, what about my wife and children? Oh Lord, I'll be like, God, I know you got that all under control, but I'm ready. I'll be in that seat like this. Take me, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory. It's over.
Hallelujah.
I won't have no regrets. I'll be looking back on it and say, wow, boy, I'm gone later.
Glory, hallelujah.
And for those who worried about me, I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, let me come back in a dream and tell them, say, I'm all right.
Amen.
Everything all right.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
That's the attitude we got to have, church.
Amen.
Don't be covered in nothing in this world. Don't be attached to nothing in this world.
Amen, brother.
Hallelujah. This world is not our home.
Amen.
Amen. We got an understanding. He's given us an understanding. And like I just said, I'm not worried about who's the next president and all these things, because whether you understand, whether you know it or not, hallelujah, no matter who gets elected, we know what he's going to do before he do it.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. That's it, brother. Amen.
He's revealed it to us. Hallelujah. The Pope don't even know that he the Antichrist, and we do. He think he a man of God, but according to this, he the Antichrist. Don't even understand who he is. He can't even find himself in the book, and we look at the book and look at him. We look at him, his whole organization. We go to Revelation 13 and we say, Catholics!
Amen.
Woo! We have an understanding.
The word, amen.
We have an understanding. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So church, but that's been given of God.
That's right.
That ain't just good teaching.
Mm-mm.
It's God communing with the seed.
Amen.
It's him shining light on that life.
Amen.
And when he shines light on that life, it unlocks something that's already been there.
Amen.
Hallelujah. How many believe it?
Amen.
Church, let's seek God. This is the hour we need to be seeking God.
Amen.
It's we're not the Ephesus church. We shouldn't be relaxed.
Right.
No, we should be in desperation. We should be on fire. Say, God, all these little imperfections in my life, deal with it. Lord, get it out the way, Lord. I want to be that church without spot, blemish, or wrinkle. I heard a brother quote this scripture. He said, now I get it. Without spot, blemish, or wrinkle. He said, that's why I hate clothes that's wrinkled up. And I did the same thing y'all did, smile and laugh. He said, I hate wrinkled clothes. He said, I got the iron and press and have it good. He said, God don't like it. Why should I like it? Hallelujah. But I was laughing, but I could see a spiritual application. Because you notice how the devil is doing things? He wants people to look all nasty. Pants hanging down and hair thrown all across the place. You know, men ain't groomed no more. Face ain't shaved, you know. Women got their hair like they Shaka Khan, throw it all over the place. People don't look neat and presentable no more. You can't see godliness.
Amen.
Without Satan, he want everybody to look wild and untamed.
Amen.
You know what? On a personal level, I tell my son, because, you know, he kind of into the...
whatever that is
he got... But he my boy, you know, I love him. I try not to live my life through him.
That's right.
You know, I want him to get his own revelation. And, you know, I tell him, I say, boy, you think somebody going to hire you with your head like that? He said, what you talking about? I said, man, look at that, man. You look like you just woke up. Oh, dad, you in the old days. I said, yeah, in the old days, you had to be presentable, neat. I said, you think a man that got a $1 billion company gonna put you on the face of his magazine looking like that? That's how I like to present it. You know, he might not think he worth that, but I do. You know what I mean? So I will tell him that. I say, if you're gonna do it, man, just tape it up, do something with it. See, you're 18, look like you're 35.
It's true.
Because of your appearance. And sometimes appearance, people make that the reality. And it's not really who you are. They look at us and they say, a bunch of churchgoers. That ain't who we are. We sons and daughters. they don't even realize. They looking at our clothes and they this and that. And you know, and they poor. They don't even realize we got riches beyond measure.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. They look at this and they say, oh, look at the sister. Look how she dressed. They don't even realize she's a queen.
Yeah.
Look at the young man and look at him and say, oh, he ain't got no tattoos. He ain't got this. He's a king.
Yeah.
He's fearfully and wonderfully made.
Amen.
See, church, we have an identity that the world don't understand.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm closing. Come on, musician. I'm closing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And just to think, church, hallelujah, that our God, I was in the office this morning. I was looking at something on my phone, and I want to read it to you, a quote. Hallelujah. Let me find it. Amen. And it just jumped out at me. It was just so powerful. Listen to this. It says, Oh, get with Christ. Shut off from the things of the world. For to commune with him is a pleasure.
Amen.
You know, that came from I was reading the scripture in Psalm 37. It says, delight yourself in him and he will give you the desires of your heart.
Amen.
Delight means to have pleasure, have joy, amen, to be dainty. Hallelujah. You know, when you're dainty, you got a little spark in you.
Amen.
Amen. How many of you delight? It was a delight for you to come to church.
Amen.
You ain't woke up to my, oh Lord, it's time to go to church. It's another, ooh, it's cold out there. No, you ain't thinking about that. I'm finna go have fellowship with God.
Amen.
Amen.
God and his people, amen. I delight in this. This is my life.
Amen.
I get joy out of it.
Woo!
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
I get joy. This is better than that. Hallelujah. The Eagles winning the Super Bowl.
Amen.
And I can easily say that because I like the Cowboys. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. I know some of y'all gonna look at me funny. Now, did he really say that? Ain't no big deal, church. I can live without it. Amen. I just threw that out there to make you do this. You know, some of us are too saved. We can't even enjoy church.
Amen. Right.
Oh, he was preaching until he cracked that joke. Oh, Lord. Y'all know God got a sense of humor?
Yes, sir. Amen.
You don't believe that?
Amen, I do, brother.
Yeah. Amen. He told, who was it? Harrod? I think it was Harrod. He said, go tell that fox. Call him a fox. He could have called him by name, but he called him a fox. Go tell that fox what I said. Every time I read that, I laugh. He could have easily said his name when he called him a fox. Oh, my. Oh, I love the Lord. He says, for to commune with him is a pleasure. It's beautiful. It's something that fills and satisfies the soul.
Amen.
To commune with God is greater than Ciroc or bottles and James or a pack of Cools or a pack of Winstons or some marijuana or some smack or whatever they got that's they call satisfaction. To commune with God is satisfying.
Amen. Amen, brother.
Hallelujah. Amen. He says something that gives you peace that passes all understanding.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Church, they don't even understand why we're so happy.
Amen.
Because God has given us a peace. He said, all the, oh my, and this right here will jump out to me. He said, all the crosses, hallelujah. He said, all the crosses become flying wings.
Amen.
You know, when you see a cross, amen. He says, all the crosses, amen. People look at that and they think it'll be a burden. He says, but when you commune with God, it turns into eagle's wings. It elevates you, hallelujah. It makes you thankful. It gives you grace, hallelujah. It puts you in places where other birds can't go. That's what the understanding of Calvary does.
Amen.
It turns your cross into flying wings.
Amen.
Oh my. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He says all the burdens are our chariot's wheels. Woo! Oh my. You know chariot's wheels. Amen. They use chariots to crush everything in their way.
Praise the living Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh my, he said, oh, you can fly away. He said, my burdens are light. Yoke up with him. The yoke is all padded with hallelujahs. He said, when you're once inside the veil with him, he becomes your life.
Amen.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. He becomes your life. Amen. So I just thank God for a spiritual understanding.
Amen.
Amen. Come on, brother. We're finna close. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh my Jesus Christ. Father, we love you and appreciate you.
Amen.
Church, without him, it's nothing. This building means nothing without him. This service means nothing without him. Let's understand, when we come here, we're gathering around the revelation of who he is. God unfolding himself. That's what I love about it, church. He was so great. He was just called eternal all by himself. But then he dropped a little bit lower. Then he became Elohim. Hallelujah. Self-existent. Then he dropped a little bit lower. Hallelujah. He kept unfolding. Amen. Then he became the Logos and he dropped a little bit lower. Hallelujah. Then he became God. Hallelujah. Then we got a hold of him.
Amen.
So he kept unfolding until we could understand who he is. Because the prophet said him just being eternal all by himself, he said we would never know who he is. So he kept unfolding and unfolding and unfolding till we could behold his glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's pray.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Lord, Father, we thank you today for your word, Lord. And Lord, how refreshing it is to know, Lord, that it's you doing it all, Lord. Is you doing the preaching? Is you doing the receiving, Lord? Lord, you're working on both ends, Father. Lord, and the greatest to know, Lord, in all our wisdom, we get understanding, Lord, to understand that it's all about you, Father. You're our hope. You're our faith. You're our peace, Lord. Lord, and to know that if you could be any part, any one of the redemptive names of Jehovah, that means you're all of them. So, Lord, if I could see you as Jehovah Jireh in my life, that means you're automatically Jehovah Rapha or Jehovah Shammah, Lord, or Jehovah Nisi or Jehovah Teskenu, Lord. Lord, for you to be one, that means you have to be all. And, Lord, I thank you for that, Lord. Lord, I pray you just continue to bless this church and continue to unfold yourself, Lord, and give us the understanding that lays in the secret place that just an ordinary person doesn't go. Lord, we go there because we've been chosen before the foundation of the world. And Lord, we ought to count it as a privilege, Lord, to be here. Lord, to hear you, Lord, to hear your voice, Lord, to be in your presence. Lord, we thank you. We give you all the honor, the glory, and the praise. In the name of Jesus Christ. The church, amen.
Amen.
Come on, our brother, close us out. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Amen. I love him. I love him because